Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
So the conflicting stories, the claims of heroism, oh, holy hell, if you caught my video, over at Locals on Saturday, you know where I am on this subject. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. What we do know is that the balloon, well, the Chinese spy balloon, is indeed down. Everybody, you know you were singing it. Would be funny if it wasn't the Chinese and if it wasn't the first time and if the Biden administration hadn't lied to us and, of course, lied to America regarding Donald Trump, because why should you take the blame for incompetence when you can pretend to spread it around even though none of it was real? I've got the full and complete story, every article, every bit of reporting, guys. When I tell you the Biden administration lied, they lied. When I tell you they are garbage, they are garbage. This is beyond contempt and beyond disgusting. Defend them. Go on, Mike Schmoll. He heads up the Indiana Democratic Party. He was a Pete Buttigieg guy. Defend this. There comes a moment where you just say that's wrong. I've said it about Trump, but you people are obsessed, obsessed. Biden and his team, ugly and despicable. Let me walk you through it. Of course, it's a spy balloon. It is sent from China to take a look at the United States. Now, this is not to say that they don't have other means of engaging in spying, espionage, etc. I'm saying that this is exactly what this was for. Anyone who says otherwise anywhere is a liar and a fool. This is a moment to dismiss people, or at least their political opinion, if they cannot honestly state, well, that was the purpose of this balloon. But the balloon did have other purpose. Of course it did. As the multiplicity of balloons that China has sent, the purpose is to see our response. I mean, it's not a fighter plane, it's a freaking balloon. And if you're shooting down balloons, it's like you're shooting down balloons. Remember what China told us? This was just a civilian weather balloon that blew off course, so everyone should have a cool head here. And then, you know, it gets shot down and China's all about the bluster. Under such circumstances, the U.S. use of force is a clear overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. China will resolutely safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of the company concerned and reserve the right to make future responses if necessary. Oh, excuse us. Right now, we have to go back to enslaving the Uyghur Muslims. We'll be back to lecture you. All right, you guys just stay right there. That's actually in the statement, guys. I know, it's pretty stunning, but there it is. I can't believe they said that. China does the thing. China then tells you to relax and not worry about it. And then when you get upset about it, China blames you for being upset about it. Xi Jinping is that much of a scumbag. This is how the communists work. It is always about the manipulation of the other, which makes what the U.S. did in this conversation of manipulation so unbelievably ugly, because it's a lot of the same. I'll get to it. The balloon is not the first, and it won't be the last. The balloon, as we stated, was, of course, to gather intel. The balloon was also to see response, which is, again, gathering intel. the balloon is meant as this idea of benign. I mean, it's the word. It's the everything about it. It's not a big deal. But note the Chinese lie that this was a weather balloon from a private company. No, it wasn't. There are no private companies in China. Let's state this again. There are no private companies in China. Every company has it falls in line with the Communist Chinese Party, and companies of size have someone from the Chinese Communist Party inside the company. That's how it works. That's how it works. So there is no capacity for anybody to state that this balloon came from some private group looking at weather patterns and it's no big deal. Of course it's a big deal. The question before us is, why was this balloon shot down? Now, you might say to me, Tony, the balloon should have been shot down when it was over the Aleutian Islands. And people are like, whoa. What are the Aleutian Islands? The Aleutian Islands is when you head over to Alaska. Right? A-L-E-U-T-I-A-N. Aleutian Islands. Take a look at them on a map. It's always be looking at maps, people. It can't be said enough. The Aleutian Islands is that stretch of land, the stretch of islands that comes off of Alaska. That is a true archipelago. I was talking about that last week. This is an actual archipelago. And it's there to the south of the Bering Sea. The balloon flew over those and then over Canada and then over the United States. What the Canadians do, that's their problem. That balloon should have been shot down if it was going to be shot down. If it was going to be shot down over the Bering Sea before it was able to traverse the United States. It was not. It was shot down after it traversed the United States off the coast of South Carolina, to which the Biden administration starts cheering the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, saying, and I'm quoting, "Today's deliberate and lawful action demonstrates that President Biden and his national security team will always put the safety and security of the American people first while responding effectively to the People's Republic of China's unacceptable violation of our sovereignty." If we're talking about national security, wouldn't you have shot it down beforehand? Now, I argued on the show last week, and I have not changed my position. There are a lot of things that you can do. For example, they send a balloon over, you could shoot down the balloon, or you could sink one of their aircraft carriers. I mean, it's your choice. Tony, what an escalation. Oh, I don't consider anything to be an escalation once you've got the act of war. And I believe that the response from the United States should be one to actually shake the Politburo. It's a personal take of mine. But the idea that shooting the balloon down, not over Montana, where people saw it, remember, if it had not been noticed, would we know about it today? Now, I argue that it's possible that things like this happen that we are unaware of, and that is okay. But once it was seen by U.S. eyes, and you don't shoot it down, what are you doing? And then you tell those same U.S. eyes, those same Americans, oh yeah, we saw this off the coast of Alaska, and we didn't shoot it down? And then you, of course, have the reporting that Joe Biden heard about this on Wednesday and said, shoot it down. And he got talked out of it by Pentagon officials who thought it would be safer if they waited. Safer for what? Especially if you were tracking it over those areas of Alaska and the Bering Sea. Why would you now have to question the conversation about safety when it came to the lands of Montana? Questions on questions on questions on questions. bad responses on bad responses. I'm supposed to believe this is what makes our military brave? This? I knew the military was brave before this. They shot down a balloon. And I've got Jill Biden, sorry, Dr. Jill Biden, telling me how thoughtful and caring the military is. Thoughtful and caring? I want them killing people and breaking things. Thoughtful and caring? Which, by the way, they are, but that's not the point. This is madness. Every step of the way on this is madness. And it all comes down to the fact that this administration failed to understand what was happening, it's obvious. Failed to act earlier, it's obvious. Would not act when they needed to, it's obvious. Failed in when they did act, it's obvious. And then tried to lie to Americans to make themselves look better.